talk about it, and my parents hate each other. I think they stayed married out of spite. I don't know what love is supposed to feel like. And you said...
Yeah, I don't. Me neither. I've never...
But I do like you. A lot. I like you. Like we're in middle school. I just want to be around you all the time. I like the way you think. I like your serious face. I like your friends, and I'm glad that I get to be one of them. I like how smart and capable you are. How ambitious. I like how I feel better every time I'm with you. I like that you're the best part of my day.
Fuck. I love you.
Fuck, I love you too.
Well, there you go.
Hey. I can't wait to see you tonight.
Me too.
I love you.
I love you. Hi, Ma. Sorry I missed your call earlier.
That's okay. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Mama, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. You're okay, darling. Are you... You know, you can tell me anything.
Yes. Yes. And you know that goes for you too, right?
What?
Nana told me about the boyfriend you had before you got married.
What did Nana say?
Not much. He was vague. But you were in an abusive relationship, weren't you, Ma? He hurt you?
Yes.
Oh, Ma. Ma, you don't know how much this breaks my heart.
This is why we didn't want to tell you. Why burden you with all this?
Burden me? I thought I knew you.
You still know me, Pallu. Nothing has changed, no.
Amma, this changes everything.
What? How?
Your obsession with finding the perfect husband for me, the fact that you had to do it, that you needed control over it, it's because you don't want me to go through the same thing you did.
Well, yes, of course.
But you can't control that, Ma. Oh, it's all so clear. I found Sandeep on my own, and since he wasn't your first choice, since you weren't the one in control, now you're terrified, but for no reason, Ma. You have literally no reason to be scared. Sandeep has never been anything but good to me.
He's good to you. That's what he said to me. Everything he does is only for your own good, he said.
And this is supposed to be such a happy period in my life. I thought this was what you wanted. This was all that you wanted for me, right? Why can't you be happy for me? Ma, please stop acting so distant. Please. I don't want to lose you.
Lose me?
Yes.
So... If I don't approve of Sandeep, you'll choose him over me.
My God, Ma. Why are you talking like this? Why are you making this so fucking painful for no fucking reason?
I want you to leave him.
What?
In fact, I insist. I order you, as your mother, if you have any respect for me at all, any love for
me... stop this. Stop this. Stop this. I know you're going through something, but this isn't fair. You can't just take it out on me when I've done nothing, when Sandeep has done nothing.
I hired a private investigator.
What?
Did you know that there is a sealed court case involving Sandeep when he was 13 years old?
God, Amma, this is not right. This is so not right. You cannot do things like this.
Why does he have a sealed court case? What is he hiding? What has he done in his past?
Oh, my God, he's not hiding anything. At least not from me, okay? He got caught and charged with property damage when he was 13. He spray-painted a neighbor's wall as a prank. His parents had the influence to get the case sealed so that it didn't affect his future. He told me all of this on our second date. Are you happy?
Why was he forced out of his first college?
He wasn't forced out. He dropped out to start a new business.
And also, he has had a string of girlfriends, none of whom are Indian, by the way.
Do you want to know how many men I've slept with?
Why are you talking to me like this?
Because you sound like a crazy person.
I see.
What if his family hired a PI to look into my background, into us? Imagine how humiliating that would be.
Yes, your father said that.
If Sandeep ever found out, if his parents ever... God, oh God. I can't even think about that. Are you satisfied now, at least? Got any other burning questions you need answered?
What do your friends think about him? What do Kelly and Sonia think?
They love him.
Really?
Yeah, he's great with my friends.
What do they think about him paying your rent? You haven't told them, no?
They don't need to know. They don't need to know that I'm taking some help right now. And I shouldn't have told you to begin with. Sandeep warned me that people wouldn't understand.
Sandeep is asking you to keep things from me?
Ugh, you're twisting my words.
I'm asking you to just obey me. Listen to me. I am your mother. I know what is right for you. Just obey me blindly, like you said. Like I'm telling you to
you
drop
need
to the
help,
ground.
Ma.
I am trying to save your life.
What? Amma. Amma, you can't just say that and stop talking.
I am trying to...
What? What? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You know the scar on my forehead, above my eyebrow?
Yes.
That man gave it to me. That man that I met when I was young.
I thought... You said you got it in a car accident before I was born.
Yes. He slammed my head into the hood of his car.
Ma.
When it happened, I was 8 months pregnant with you.
What?
I thought I was rid of him. Nana and I had been married for 2 years. I thought it was over. But he found out that I had moved on, and he started calling, following
me. Did you tell someone?
Well, yes, your father knew a little bit. But what were we to do? So I kept going to work. I felt safe at work. It was a women's college, you know. They didn't let men inside. So I would work late. But I had to leave work eventually. And when I left, he would follow me. I would spot his car, what looked like his car, everywhere I went. And one morning when I woke up, I had a feeling that I was going to die that day, which meant you would die too. It was a strong feeling. After I left work, I started walking, taking detours, shortcuts, diversions. I was trying to throw him off, but his car followed me onto the Jamuna Bridge. It was old and abandoned. Back in those days, no one was there. He stopped the car and demanded I get in. I tried to run. He caught me by the arm. We struggled. I started shouting for help, but no one was around. He slammed my head into his car. He pulled out a knife. At that moment, I knew that he was going to kill me. But more than that, he was going to kill you. I don't know how I did it, but I overpowered him and pushed him off, straight off the bridge. The water was so filthy, and he didn't even know how to swim. I was still seized by this madness where my body just took over. I found a brick by the side of the road, started his car, put it on the accelerator, and just let the car fly off the bridge into the river. And I ran. Thankfully, a rickshaw drove by. The driver saw me pregnant. He didn't ask questions. I didn't even realize my water had broken. He took me to the nearest hospital. They called your father. It was a miracle. You were a miracle baby. You were born early, but healthy. The police eventually ruled it a suicide.
Amma, are you serious? You're not making this up.
Why would I make this up?
You You killed someone?
Yes.
I was born a month early. I know that. You told me that.
Yes.
They never found out. The police.
They never even thought of me. He had many enemies. He was in debt. And on the night that he died, I was in the hospital, in labor, giving birth to you.
And Nana?
Nana knows everything.
I can't. I need to process. Oh. All this time you've been living with this, as long as I've been alive, and you never once told me.
Why should I tell you? I don't want to tell anyone. Don't want to think about it ever. But now, I have to. It's all coming back. Pallavi, the whole time I was with him, I kept ignoring my instincts, my fears. I kept telling myself, no, it's all in your head. He's a good man. But he wasn't. I'm telling you this now only because I have to. Because my instincts are telling me. Because you won't listen to me otherwise.
What? What do you mean?
Have you noticed that Sandeep's birthday is 9 months after your birthday?
Okay. Ma. Ma. What?
Pallavi?
Oh my God.
Pallavi, why are you laughing?
Because my brain is breaking. Like, I can't even. Oh my God. This is so terrible. Amma, no. No.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Pallavi, Sandeep told me on the phone that everything he does is for your own good. That is exactly what this man would say to me after he hurt me. He would say it while he was hurting me. Pallu, please, listen.
Amma, I don't know what to say. Have you seen a doctor?
There is nothing wrong with me.
Amma, I hate being so far away from you. I hate that I'm not with you right now. Please, I'm begging you, please see a doctor. Get a full checkup. I don't want to say the word, but what if this is the beginning of something like Alzheimer's?
What?
I don't want to lose you. You sound like you really believe in what you're saying. You don't sound like my mother.
Pallavi!
Please, do this for me. Please.
I will do whatever the hell you want as long as you leave Sandeep right now, before it's too late. Come here. Come to Delhi. Spend some time here as much as you want.
No, Ma.
No.
No.
You keep saying you don't want to lose me. What will I do? If I lose you, Pallavi, you are my life. Why are you torturing me like this?
Okay, I want you to take a breath, Ma. Everything is okay, really. Everything is fine. How about Sandeep and I make plans to visit Delhi soon? Like, really soon. Would that work for you? And then you can meet him in person, and Nana can meet him in person, and you'll see that all of this is just in your head. Okay?
Don't you bring him anywhere near me.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ma. I don't know what to say. I love you. I don't know what to say. I have to go. If I talk to you, I'll just keep.
Hello, Auntie. Hello, are you there?
Pallavi stepped out, so I answered the call. She said she needed some air. It sounds like you were talking about something important just now.
Hello, Sandeep.
Ah, there you are. I overheard Pallavi talking about coming to India. I think that's a splendid idea. What do you think? What's Delhi like right now? Do you know that I've never visited? Strange, isn't it? And yet I feel like I know the city. Like I know it intimately. Must be in my blood, right? I should visit. It feels like the right time. It'll be like a homecoming. Pallavi can come with me. Or not. We'll see. You're not saying much, Auntie. Are you still there?
What do you want?
You know, I really want to see you. I would really love to meet you. I would like to thank you in person.
For what?
For Pallavi. Of course, for creating her. And for being the reason we met.
What do you mean?
I believe you had set her up to meet with someone, some eligible bachelor. And that's what brought Pallavi to that coffee shop, to my favorite coffee shop. And when I saw her, it's hard to describe. It's like I knew her already, that I recognized her. Isn't that weird? Have people told you that she looks just like you? I'm sure people tell you that all the time, exactly like you. It's uncanny. Oh, she's shown me pictures of you. I bet that sounded odd, didn't it?
I also think that we should meet. I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Again? Have we met before? I was only 19 when you and Uncle moved back to India, which I've wondered about. Why would you move back? You were living the American dream. Even got naturalized, didn't you?
I decided to stop running. Delhi is my home.
But it's not Pallavi's home, is it? A shame. It must be so hard, being so far away from her. Not knowing what she's going through. What she's doing when you're thinking of her. What's happening to her. At any given moment.
Please don't hurt her. She has done nothing to you. I will give you anything. You can take anything you want. Just please, leave her alone.
I'm so shocked that you would say such a thing. What intentions do you think I have towards your daughter? I promise you, I am going to take care of Pallavi. That's all I want to do. Till death do us part, as the saying goes.
Give the phone to her.
I'm sure she'll call you back when she feels like it. It's nice talking to you, Usha.
Hello?
Hello, Guruji. This is Usha speaking.
Hello, Usha madam. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm on my way to the airport.
Oh, off to America.
Yes, last minute trip.
For wedding planning.
Guruji, I had a question for you.
Yes?
Can anyone escape their karma?
Escape?
Yes, if something is meant to happen and you run away from it or interrupt it, will it happen anyway?
I see what you are asking. We cannot escape our karma, madam. We are meant to go through certain experiences because of the actions in our former lives.
For instance, according to the scriptures, if someone kills themselves, they interrupt their karma. And they will be born once again into the very same circumstances that led them to commit suicide. They cannot escape. They must live through those experiences, suffer through it. They cannot move on otherwise.
Yes, that is right.
But what if you were meant to be killed and you stopped it?
What?
What if Pallavi and I were meant to die 29 years ago and I stopped it? You could say that I interrupted our karma. I perverted the course of fate. But fate will not be stopped. We cannot escape our karma. That is what we believe, isn't it? What will happen will happen. Even if it is delayed, he will come back to finish it.
Madam, I don't understand what you're saying.
It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm here at the airport. Thanks for everything, Guruji. You have been a friend.
Hello? Madam, what do you mean? Hello?
Hi, this is Pallavi Krishnan. I can't take your call right now. Please text me. Text me.
Pallavi, this is your father. Please call me back. Your mother has... My God, I don't even know what to do. She is at the airport right now. I can't talk any sense into her. Call me back or... You know what? Just call her directly, no? Call her, talk to her, calm her down. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Pallavi Krishnan. I can't take your call right now. Please text me. Text me.
Pallu, the flight has taken off. Apparently she is flying Emirates. My God, so expensive. Last minute ticket also. I'm messaging you her itinerary, okay? Pick her up at the airport if you can. LAX. And call me back.
Hi, this is Pallavi Krishnan. I can't take your call right now. Please text me. Text me.
Pallu, call me back, no? Your mother's layover is happening right now. But she hasn't contacted me. But you know, Wi-Fi in those airports not always reliable. Anyway, call me back.
Hi, this is Pallavi Krishnan. I can't take your call right now. Please text me. Text me.
Pallu, I know you might be busy, but send me a text or something, no? I can see from WhatsApp that you are online only. I know you are getting my messages. Is anything wrong? Did I say something or... just take 1 minute, no? Just let me know you're okay. That's all. Okay? Bye.
Hello?
Hey, it's me!
Oh, you, sorry. I should know your number by now. Sandeep, this is amazing. You're a lifesaver. It was you, right? You ordered this phone for me?
Happy birthday! How do you like it?
Oh my God, thank you. I was so miserable, feeling so goddamn stupid, and then a messenger knocks on the door and I get a brand new iPhone? Like the newest iPhone?
You deserve it. And hey, I'll get you a new laptop, too. Just let me know what type you prefer.
No.
I insist. I like getting you things.
So listen, I know what happened. They were definitely stolen. Someplace between your apartment and mine. I don't know, maybe when I stopped for gas. But my phone and my laptop, they were both stolen.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm not able to set up my email on my new phone or Facebook or anything. I think someone logged in and changed my passwords. This is a nightmare.
Oh, shoot, yeah. I'm so sorry. You know, there are ways to recover your password.
But they all involve verifying my identity through my phone, which is also lost or stolen. And it's my birthday.
Poor you.
Yeah, first world problems, I guess. But this is awful. If I really did get hacked, it's such an awful feeling, someone having access to all your stuff. Okay, I gotta go. I'm gonna call my mom and let her know my new number.
No, it's pretty late in India. You can call them later.
But it's my birthday and they're probably trying to call me.
They probably did, but it's past midnight in India. You should let them sleep. Besides, you have something else you should be doing right now.
What's that?
Spending the day with me.
Oh my God, is that you at the door?
Your birthday is just beginning, my dear girl.
Sandeep! Okay, I'm coming.
Hi, this is Pallavi Krishnan. I can't take your call right now. Please text me. Text me.
My God, Pallu, I'm starting to act like your mother, and I don't like acting like your mother. I am supposed to be the calm one. I am still awake. I can't sleep. Both you and your mother are annoying me right now. Just call me back, no? I don't care if you're angry at me for whatever reason. You cannot ignore me like this. Your mother should be landing in 2 hours. Bye.
Hi, this is Pallavi Krishnan. I can't take your call right now. Please text me. Text me.
Pallu, I have messaged your Facebook friends. Whoever I could find. I found the Facebook of Sonia and your friend Kelly? That's her name, no? And I sent both a message. They also called you, apparently. You're not picking up. And also, Sonia said she hasn't been seeing you much lately. Why is that? You should, see Sonia more. She's a nice girl. Okay, if you get this, just let somebody know that you're okay, no? Hopefully your mother calls me when she lands, but who knows? Who cares about me? I'm just the father, after all. Call me, text me, something. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Pallavi Krishnan. I can't take your call right now. Please text me. Text me.
What is this texting? You are not replying to my text only. I've been emailing you also. Nothing. And you're online. I can see that you're online. Pallu, if I don't hear from you, I am calling my friends in the U.S. and asking them to call the police. You understand? Your mother also isn't picking up, and she should have been at LAX an hour ago. Okay. I love you.
Usha?
I'm here, at Pallavi's house.
My God, I've been trying to reach you.
No one's here. The door was unlocked, but it's empty. She's not picking up her phone, not answering messages.
I checked
with the neighbors. They were no help at all. You have to reassure me now. You have to tell me to stay calm, that this isn't proof.
You have to call the police. I just got on a flight, Lufthansa. Only thing I could get at the last minute, so expensive.
What?
I couldn't wait. I also came to the airport.
But why?
I haven't been able to reach her for 24 hours, the whole time you were traveling.
He moved fast. He knew somehow that I was coming.
Oh, God, Usha, what if he had Palu's phone? I was leaving her voicemails, messages. He could have found out that way. Oh, God, that's what was happening.
No!
Call the police. Call our friends. I'll call you when I land. I have to turn off my phone now.
Call the police. Call our friends.
Last time you had to fight him by yourself. This time, it will be different.
Last time, I survived. Pallavi survived.
Call the police. Give them his name, all the information you have on him.
I'm getting a beeping sound.
You're getting another call. Look at your phone. Who's calling?
It's Pallavi.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, bye. Pallu!
Hello, Usha.
Where are you? Is Pallavi with you?
I see that you've arrived home. Make yourself comfortable. I'll be over in a few minutes.
What do you mean? How do you know where I am?
If you want to make yourself a drink, it's in the cabinet to your left. Unless you don't drink anymore.
Where are you?
I'm driving over. It won't be long.
Where is Pallavi?
So many questions. She's at my place. I told her I had to run out to pick up her birthday present. That's what we'll tell her, right? We'll tell her we planned this.
Can you see me right now?
Yes.
How?
On my phone.
Cameras?
Security.
The door was unlocked?
I didn't want you waiting outside. Nope, camera's not there. Not there either. Just relax. Usha, everything's fine.
What do you want?
I want you to have dinner with us. You've come all this way.
Dinner?
Yes. I'm making Konkuru Pulusukora, your favorite. Extra spicy, exactly the way you used to make it for me. It's so good to see you, Usha. I'm so excited for you to see me. Do you think of me?
What?
How often do you think of me? Because if we're being honest, and I do hope we are, I actually didn't think of you at all till about 3 months ago. Until I saw Pallavi in that coffee shop, and she looked so much like you that it all came back to me. All at once, and it, pardon my language, it fucked me up, Usha. I wonder if you've ever felt this. Like, you're moving through life feeling incomplete, empty, but you don't know why. And boom, one afternoon, you see a girl, and it all comes flooding back to you. If you'll forgive the pun. Your past life. Your last moments. On the bridge, in the water, before your lungs filled up and the darkness took you over. The last face you saw before you died. The face of the woman who took everything from you. Step into the light a little. I can't see you over there in the corner. I'm at a red light. Don't worry. I'm a safe driver.
Do what you want with me. Just please, leave her alone.
You don't get to decide how it ends this time. I do.
Okay. What do you want?
The only thing I've always wanted, Usha. You.
My God. I am an old woman. What is wrong with you?
Oh, not for that. But I want you in my life. Don't you see? My big mistake was letting you go that first time. But you know better now. You know what's good for you.
I don't understand.
When you see Pallavi, you will tell her that everything is all right. You will tell her how much you love me. You will take back anything troubling you may have said. You will tell her how crazy your suspicions were, how sorry you are for doubting her for a second, and that you could not be more excited for her future with me.
Why? What do you get out of this?
Me? Not much, perhaps. But you get to know that you've sentenced your daughter to an untimely, terrible death at some unforeseen date in the future. Maybe I'll kill her the same way you killed me. Maybe it'll be a few years from now, a few decades. Maybe Pallavi and I will get married first. Maybe we'll have kids. Maybe I'll let her live till then. Or maybe it'll be tomorrow. But there won't be a soul that you can confide in because who would believe you anyway?
Sandeep?
If I suspect you're trying to sway her, if I suspect even the slightest bit of disobedience from your end, I will kill her and kill myself immediately.
Sandeep?
I have a couple of guns, one here in my glove compartment, one in my kitchen. I can easily get more. I've been practicing for months. I'm a very good shot.
Sandeep!
Why are you calling me that?
Because it's your name?
We both know that it isn't.
It is. Sandeep, you don't have to do this. You have your family, your career, your whole life ahead of you. Pallavi loved you. Other girls will love you too. We can stop this before it goes too far.
Did she tell you that she loved me? I didn't think so. Funny, isn't it?
What's funny?
You were the reason Pallavi and I met. But you're also the reason she chose me. Because she saw what you have with him. That pathetic father of hers. Or rather, what you don't have. You brought her up to believe that love is impossible. You taught her how to settle. This would have been so much harder if she had been holding out for true love. Even I can't fake that. Not when you're still alive.
I guess I'm still a romantic at heart.
Welcome to the Reliance voicemail service. You have reached the mailbox of
Krishnan Shrikumar.
Please leave a voice message after the tone.
Hello, darling. It's me. I'm just calling to say that I'm here with Pallavi and Sandeep at Sandeep's apartment. We are having dinner. Almost done. Pallu is good. Everything is good. Sandeep is very nice. He's taking care of us really well. So, everything is okay. We are eagerly waiting for you. Call me when you land. We'll come pick you up at the airport. Okay. Bye.
When's Nana's flight landing?
I don't know, actually.
What's the flight info? I'll look it up.
I'm not sure.
Did he send you his itinerary?
I'm locked out of my email. He might have sent it to me, but I can't get it.
He'll just call us when he lands. If it's too late, he'll just get a taxi.
Of course not. Auntie, just wake us up if you need to. We'll all go to the airport together. As a family.
Okay.
I was telling Auntie she's welcome to stay with us as long as she wants. And Uncle, too, of course. What do you say?
Sure. I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to tell you. I'm moving in here with Sandeep. And I know it wasn't what you wanted, but...
No. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
Is it what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's all that matters.
Really?
Yes, of course.
That's not what you said before.
Then I was wrong.
What?
You should do what you want to do. I trust you.
Let me take your plate.
No, it's okay.
Nonsense, you're our guest. Here, allow me.
Ooh, so full.
Yes.
That was really good, Sandeep. He used your recipe, Ma. Extra spicy. Could you tell? We literally had to buy extra chili powder because we ran out.
I could tell.
I taught him your trick, see? You just keep all the spices out in bowls on the counter for easy reach when you're cooking.
Very good. Why don't you let me clean up?
Don't even think about it. You're our guest. We'll set up a room for you, Auntie, right next to ours. So if you need anything at all, I'll be right here.
Did you have a fight with Nana?
No.
Why did you get on two separate flights? Why didn't you come together?
Oh, you know how I am. Sometimes I just get an idea in my head and I don't think it through.
Is that how you are?
And your poor father is following me because I didn't tell him I was coming.
So Nana just got on a plane?
Yes. We help each other.
He wasn't complaining about the expense?
No. Of course he did. It's his favorite thing to do, no?
Hmm. That's really sweet of him. You okay?
Yes.
Don't worry. When Uncle gets here, we will not stay long. We don't want to impose.
You came all the way here and you're not going to stay?
You're going to be busy. No. You're moving in together. Nana and I don't want to be in the way.
Shit. You are mad at me, aren't you? You disapprove. Of course, I should have known.
No, Pallu. No, not at all. Look at me. I love you.
I love you too, Ma.
You don't have to do anything to make me happy. You just have to be yourself.
I know that, Ma.
I'm sorry. I ever pressured you about marriage. I'm sorry if I made you feel like a failure. You could never be a failure to me. Your future is going to be wonderful, no matter what you choose.
Okay.
Maybe we should get you to bed, Auntie.
I trust you. Completely.
That's enough. We're being so rude. Keeping you up like this, you must be exhausted. Let's show you to bed.
In a minute. Amma, why are you saying this now?
I should have said it a long time ago, no? I just wanted to give you a good life. A better one than I had. But whatever you choose, it's okay with me. Whatever happens to you will be okay.
Are you done with your minute?
Who are you talking to?
You.
I'm done, Sandeep. I can go to bed now, leave you alone.
No, wait. You came all the way here, and I want to spend time with you.
That's why I'm letting her stay with us.
You're letting her stay with us?
That's why I'm letting Auntie stay with us.
Are you letting me stay with you too? Is that how it works?
Pallavi, it's okay. I understand.
Actually, Ma, it's not okay. We're going to my place tonight.
Oh, the place that I pay the rent for?
Yes. You pay half the rent.
All right then, go ahead.
Why are you being this way?
I'm just trying to be nice, Pallavi, and you don't seem to want me to be nice.
I'll go to a hotel, Pallu, it's okay.
No.
No?
Not a hotel.
He's being a good son-in-law. He wants me here, or he wants me in the apartment that he found, that he set up.
That he set up?
Stop talking right now, if you know what's good for you.
Do you know my mother? Sandeep. Do you know my mother?
Drop to the ground! Go! Run!
No!
You're hurt.
Get out, Pallavi! Fine. Let her go! Stop! Stop it!
You did this.
Stop it! Please! Please, no! Don't do this, please! You win. I can't fight you. Please, please, let her go. Look at me. Look at me. My dearest. Look at me. Look. Yes.
My eyes! What the fuck, you fucking bitch?
Pallu, just breathe. It's okay. It's okay.
You can't run. I will find you, and I will destroy you in this life or the next.
Why? You think the third time you can finally do it?
No!
No! I don't want to hurt you, you see? The funny thing is, neither of us cares if we die right now. But just like last time, I am going to protect my daughter. And that means you don't get to die. Not for a long time.
Oh, God. Mama. Don't move. You're bleeding.
End of voicemail.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetheart. We made it through security and reached the gate. Just in time. We're going to make the flight.
Oh, good. Good. I'm still here at the airport, just sitting in my car.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
We will turn around right now and come back out.
Everything okay?
No, no, Ma, don't do this. You and Nana have been away from home long enough. You've been here 6 months. You should go home.
We can stay just a little longer. Maybe get you a ticket to Delhi also. You can come and stay with us for a while. What do you want?
No. No, Ma. Thanks, Ma. I'm fine, actually. I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you need to go home and rest, heal up properly. The moment I get home, it will just be... it'll be normal again.
And if it's not normal, that's okay.
Yeah.
I spoke to Sonia and Kelly this morning. You can call them if you need anything at all. They will come to you immediately. You can also stay with them whenever you want.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I know he's locked up, but it's like... he's still living in my head.
He can't come near you, Pallavi. He can't hurt you.
I didn't tell you this, but as of yesterday, apparently he's on suicide watch.
Oh, I know.
You do?
I spoke to the lawyers about that. Made sure it happened. I know his tricks.
But no matter what we do, one day he will get released, and one day he will die.
Yes, everyone does.
And if he comes back? What if I have kids one day? If I have a daughter? What if he...
So what if he does? You will teach your daughter to take him on. You will teach your daughter to take on the world and survive. Like I have. Like you have. That's what we do.
Your shoulder's okay?
Yes, darling.
I'm so, so sorry, Ma. Everything I put you through.
Why are you saying sorry?
Well, because
None of this is our fault. It is never our fault. It was interesting seeing him so young. Seeing him for exactly who he was. For the first time. You really do get perspective with age.
Group one. We're now boarding group one. Etihad flight 614 to New Delhi.
It's time to board.
Yes. Okay.
Hold on. Nana wants to...
Hi, Palu. You get some rest, okay?
Yes, Dad. You too. Have a good flight.
Thank you, little one. I'll give the phone to Amma.
Okay, Pallavi. I love you.
Love you, Ma. Ma?
You know why I gave you your name? Pallavi means the first verse of a song.
Yes, I know.
No, but you know now why I gave it to you.
Yes.
You can have as many new beginnings as you want. You gave one to me.
Group two and three, we are ready for group two and three.
Okay, Pallu, I'll message you from the layover.
Yes, I might be asleep, but...
Don't worry. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Talk to you soon.
Very soon, my darling. Bye.
This has been an Audible Originals production of Evil Eye, written by Madhuri Shekhar, directed by Megan Sandberg-Zakian, performed by Nick Choksi, Harsh Nayar, Annapurna Sriram, Bernard White, and Rita Wolf. Produced by Amelia LaPenta. Executive producers, Kate Navin and Mike Charzik.
Sound design, original music, and final mix by Alex Trajano. Casting by Chelsea Adams. Vocal coach, Cherie Corinne Rice. Recorded at Audible Studios by Alex Trajano and Katie Lopez.
Special thanks to Sonia Hayden, Shoa Hussein, Samantha Redding, and Phaedra Scott.
Evil Eye is an Audible Theatre Emerging Playwrights Commission. Copyright 2019 by AO Media LLC. Sound recording copyright 2019 by AO Media LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.